The story of the sin of the first human beings is well known. Adam and Eve failed to obey God after they were created, and they set the stage for mankind's general separation from God down to this time. They clearly both sinned, but is there any difference between Adam and Eve in terms of their disobedience? Was one more to blame than the other, or were they both equally responsible for their actions? Let's go through some scriptures to answer these questions. We'll start off in Genesis chapter 2. Genesis chapter 2. And verses 16 and 17. The Lord God commanded the man, saying, "Of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall not eat of it, for in the day that you eat thereof, you shall surely die." Now, before God gave Adam a wife, he gave him a command. This was a direct command from God to Adam, but not directly to Eve. God dealt directly with Adam, since we learn from 1 Corinthians 11, that the head of the woman is the man. The husband has a responsibility to teach and protect his wife in all ways. Now, after the disobedience, we read the following. Let's go to the next chapter, chapter 3, verse 17. Chapter 3, verse 17. To Adam, God said, "Because you have listened to the voice of your wife, you've eaten of the tree of which I commanded you, saying you shall not eat of it. Curse is the ground for your sake. In sorrow shall you eat of it all the days of your life." So there was no misunderstanding. Adam knew perfectly what God had told him. When Adam sinned, he was not deceived. He was not deceived. But he sinned, he might say, rather willfully and knowingly, in direct disobedience to God. But we see that Eve did not sin willfully as Adam had done. She was deceived by the craftiness of the serpent, which was Satan. We don't see anywhere that God commanded Eve directly not to eat the forbidden fruit. We must assume that it came through Adam. Adam passed along that information. And it was possible that Adam told Eve, like, "Don't even touch the fruit," but that's not in the scriptures. But let's go to verses 3 and 6. We see Eve's part in chapter 3, verse 3. She's dealing with the serpent, and she says, "Of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God said, 'You shall not eat of it, neither touch it, lest you die.' The serpent said to the woman, 'You will not surely die. God knows that in the day you eat thereof, that your eyes shall be opened. You shall be as gods, knowing good and evil.' And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, it was pleasant to the eyes, a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, did eat, and gave also to her husband with her, and he did eat." You might be surprised that the New Testament has some commentary on the story of Adam and Eve, specifically with respect to the question about the differences between Adam and Eve and their sin. Let's go to 1 Timothy chapter 2. 1 Timothy 2. Certainly, the Apostle Paul studied the Old Testament scriptures. First Timothy chapter 2. First Timothy chapter 2. And just one verse, 14. First Timothy 2, 14. This is what Paul said. He says, "Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was in the transgression." It's pretty fascinating. You know, that's how You know, when Paul read the scriptures, read the account, that was the conclusion. Adam was not deceived, but Eve was deceived. And let's just also take a look at 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Second Corinthians 11, and just verse 3. Again, Paul is writing, says, "But I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ." Adam chose to, in the case of the forbidden fruit, basically he chose to identify with his wife rather than with God. Really, at the end of the day, more devoted to her than God's direct command. Adam was guilty of multiple sins, if we think about it. He was covetous, right? He desired something that that was not for him to have. He was guilty of idolatry, because covetousness is idolatry. That's in Colossians 3:5. And again, he chose to identify with Eve before God. Eve's punishment was great, but it was just. Her pain in childbirth, it said, would be greatly multiplied, and she would be in a continual tension-producing relationship with her spiritually deficient husband. It's interesting, except for a genealogy in 1 Chronicles 1, the name of Adam is mentioned only twice in the remainder of the Old Testament, and both are very negative comments about the first man. Job said in Job 31:33, says, "Have I covered my transgressions like Adam by hiding my iniquity in my bosom?" And speaking of Ephraim and Judah, recorded in the book of Hosea, God said, quote, "But like Adam, they have transgressed the covenant. They have dealt treacherously against me." That's Hosea 6, verse 7. It is certainly noteworthy that Adam is excluded from the list of heroes of faith we find in Hebrews chapter 11. It was his son Abel who is the first person listed as having faith. And in all the New Testament, there's nothing good said about Adam. For instance, I'll just read one final scripture here. Romans chapter 5. Let's turn there. Romans chapter 5. In verse 14. Romans 5:14. "Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression, who is the figure of him that was to come." Again, the Bible has nothing positive to say about Adam. We could pose this provocative question: how will Adam be judged ultimately? How will Adam be judged ultimately based on his willful decision? He was not deceived. He just disobeyed God. Of course, we don't know the answer to that, since we're not the judge, but Christ is the judge. In any event, let's be sure to understand the difference in the sins of Adam and Eve. Eve was deceived. Adam was not.